Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jens, when's the last time that you went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by something?
Oh, Christ.
Vacation.
I don't know. Yeah, a couple weeks ago then.
Pretty much. 45% of people said that they can't remember the last time that they went a full 24 hours without being irritated by something. And there's a lot of things to be irritated about.
All right. The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Most common everyday irritations revealed. The short version. Whenever, and I do mean whenever, someone tells you they're going to give you the short version of the story, do not for 1 second ever harbor any hope that you're going to get the short version. You're going to find out things you didn't want to or even desire to know about. Does it make you look at this person differently? Oh, God, yes. And sometimes not in a good way. But I find myself begrudgingly intrigued and ask myself, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? We know the answer is no. But we're still thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel that one.
For sure.
I mean, as a call screener, I don't need to hear the whole story. I just need to know that you know what you're talking about, you know what we're talking about, and that we're all good to go. So I tell people, give me the short version of the story. And it is either one of two things. It is either the entirety of the story with all dramatic effect and buildup and everything that they can, or it's short version, okay. Candy cane, police officer, meth.
Right.
Like, that's okay. Not the short version.
I'd almost rather hear that. Then, you know where the stop mart is in Shelton?
Right. But
all
the
right,
thing
yeah,
is...
Right around you, Matt, that turn you make.
But
that,
the thing is, Miles,
turn.
When they give me the three bullet points and I say, I just need a little bit more context than that, then they'll roll into the entire story.
You know where that gas station is in Shelton?
Just tell me what... Spoil the story for me. It's okay. I don't need all the impressive. I'm letting most people through. But just tell me what the story is.
So they would just suck at telling stories.
They do too. Yeah, that's a fact. So these are the top 10 everyday irritations. Number 10 being the last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper and does not replace the roll.
Yes.
It depends. If you're in a public place and they don't have it, you're kind of screwed. You can always go tell the manager, though.
Hey, sure.
You're out of paper towels. You're out of toilet paper. Half the time, those things are all locked up. Like, for example, if we run out of toilet paper here at work, there's nothing you can do about it. You could go to a different stall, but the one you're in, you can't change that toilet paper. You can't even get into that box to do it.
Right.
And who knows where the toilet paper is.
I think they probably mean at home.
Oh, well,
because in
a
business,
yes,
there's not
yes,
much I can do,
sure,
you know, to the business. But
I see what he's saying. You know, it's also irritating if you do use a public restroom and then you sit down and then there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad at the person before me.
Nah.
It's a
public restroom.
Right. There's just, look, I would do it and there's no guilt. But if they had another role for me to put in, I would put it on.
What is worse? So there's definitely a role that's there that you can get for yourself.
Yeah.
What is worse? Leaving an empty roll sitting there or putting the new roll on top of the empty roll. So it's not actually on the roll.
Some reason that irritates me more. You had the presence of mind to recognize there's no toilet paper.
Right.
You had the presence of mind to grab this. Can you just put, look, in the time it takes me to poop, I can change out 15 of those. Right?
Yes.
What else are you doing?
Right. I feel like I know somebody that I would put money on it that we could go to their house and I would bet that the toilet paper is on top of the roll. No, you do not know this person. You've met this person once in your life.
Oh, you're just saying in general.
Yeah, I know this person.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
A million times.
I mean, sure. I've done it.
Is that so
bad? If I get up early in the morning and poop, sometimes I'll just put the new one on there and roll back to bed.
But you live alone.
You live alone.
I've done it when I'm dating, staying at somebody else's house.
Okay. Damn it, Ted.
Also, I don't mind either if I get in there and I poop. It's like, generally, the toilet paper is somewhere around there.
I'm going to start putting just out of arm's reach. Some irritated. It's like, man, why is it on this thing? I physically have to stand up to grab this.
Now, what is irritating is if you don't have any extra toilet paper in a guest room.
Yes. Yes.
And they're fighting for my life.
I always check the guest room. I'm like, man, make sure there's toilet paper down there.
Top 10 everyday irritations.
Yeah.
When someone could hold the door for you, but doesn't.
Oh, it kind of happened today.
Yeah, depending on your price. Yeah, that guy walking in.
Yeah. Doop, 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 doop,
doop. And he's just that guy.
And then they almost make it like as slim of a hole as possible to where they make sure that the door closes behind him.
Yeah, he was kind of on that tip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, you know we're right behind. And like, you're not obligated to do that. It's just an act of decency.
Right. Just, that's all. Just put your hand back and try to keep the door open a little.
And you can see the reflection of people in the glass. So.
You can.
You can see people coming
for a
while.
I kind of did it to a guy today. But like our building, there's four doors when you walk in.
Sure. Yeah.
So he was walking pretty quick. Coming south, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go in the third door, and I didn't think he'd pick that door.
But he did.
Gotcha.
But he did. So then the second door, I held open for him, and he said thanks. But like I was like, wanted to be like, I didn't mean to close the door on you. Did you pick the door?
You recovered on the second one. So you go, no, it's forgiven. All right, okay. Yeah.
Cyclists who hog the road.
Well, yeah.
If you hog the road in any vehicle.
Right. I always happen to hit the cyclist. As I'm going like around a corner, so I can't quite get around him. I can't give him the room that I should be able to give him without, you know, putting my own life in danger as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I have a buddy that used to be a bike messenger, right? So he'd always defend on the cyclist.
Sure.
I'd be like, okay, I'll give you give you your part of the road. You got to follow the rules. And he's like, well, cars run red lights too. And I'm like, yeah, cars get tickets. Right. So I'm just like, look, especially in Seattle, you got plenty of bike lanes, but bike in the bike lane.
Right. Yeah. Use the bike lane.
We've given up several lanes of traffic for it. Please use it.
Slow walkers.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Yeah,
I mean,
very much.
It does. But if you're going to stroll, again, keep it to the road rules. Keep it to the right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
my thing is you're on your phone and you just walked out of a door. Now you're standing right in front of the door. Others are trying to walk out and you're on your phone and you're blocking traffic.
Or my favorite's at the airport when you're walking in between terminals. I get it. You're not in a hurry. You got here with plenty of time.
Sure.
You have a long time before your connection, whatever it is. Fine. If you're strolling your way, again, hit to the right because there's a lot of people that are on a tight schedule through that airport.
Not only that, but look, if you're going four people for lunch, and I've seen it happen out of this building,
the four people
will walk side by side.
Oh, my God.
Down the sidewalk. And like, look, go two and two, but give the people coming the other way room to pass you. You're not like this giant wall that morphs up the street.
Yes.
You need to let other people be able to pass you.
Right.
Or to walk who are coming your direction to even just have a lane to get through.
Also.
But you're completely oblivious to that situation.
The four wide drives you up a wall.
Oh, my God.
And then I have some friends to do this. If we're walking down a street that's just a normal sidewalk, right? Not like downtown where they're a little wider. Hey, there's somebody coming, and I slow down. Don't pace me.
Right.
I'm trying to make room for the other person to pass us.
Exactly. We're trying to go single file here. Also, airports, fairs, like street fairs, Costco. This is not the time for your two-year-old to learn how to walk. Yeah. Give them their independence elsewhere.
Also, especially when it comes to public transportation.
Oh, my God.
Be it that you're going to a light rail station, whatever the deal is, it might be a time thing for someone. So even if you're on the moving sidewalks in the airport, get to the right because someone might be in a hurry to get to their gate.
Right.
So that they can pass you, whether it's on an escalator, a moving walkway, whatever the scenario is. In a mall, okay, I don't figure you're in a rush to get to the sale.
Sure.
But in those situations, you should know better.
Right. When you can't remember a password. Again, these are the 10 everyday irritations.
Oh, God. Well, that's on me.
That I feel like that's everybody now. Just because there's so many different passwords for everything.
Exactly.
And I know there's those ones you can use to keep it safe. But, like, I'm just like, I'm not using the same password all
but
the time.
But there's one, they tell you don't use the same password for everything. And it's self-explanatory. I understand. But certain things I use every day, email. Other things I use because I had to, what is it, my medical chart, whatever the F
right.
it is, right?
My chart.
Oh,
yeah.
My chart.
Right, like, I don't remember this. I had to go, our retirement plan here, right, the 401k thing. Oh, we have an update. It probably took me 20 minutes to get in there.
Right.
And finally, I had to just kind of reapply for the whole thing.
Correct.
Because I'm like, I haven't looked at this in 7 years.
Because you eventually hit forgot password. It sends you to an email that you forgot the password to get into that email. Dude, so then you need to do that. But then it goes to a phone or a different email that you don't have that password to. The round robin of password resets. I've been down that road before.
And it's stacked. And like, I appreciate people wanting to protect your information. But also, I would like to get my information.
I had one a couple weeks ago. And it was like, here's a security question. What's the name of your first pet?
I had that today.
It was this.
And it wouldn't let me in.
Even though you were right.
Right.
Yes.
Capitalized first letter.
Exactly.
Come on, Mouse. I don't try. I tried 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking combinations of my first pet's name and then had to wait on hold, no lie, for an hour and a half.
Wow.
I did the same thing. I put it in this answer. Okay, let me try it. Capitalize the first letter. Okay, let me try it all caps.
I'm close
okay, let
enough,
me separate.
Damn it.
It's like, look, man, you know I'm hovering right around.
Right.
What is the equation for pi? 3.14. Oh, we need the next three.
Right.
No, I don't.
What high school did you go to? Enumclaw.
I went to a bunch of them.
Enumclaw High.
No.
Enumclaw High School.
No.
Let's see here. Bad parkers who take up more than one space.
Of course.
Yeah,
that
of course.
You just suck. Like,
put it
unless
in the space.
Unless you're in the back, I get it. You have an oversized car. You have a nice car that you don't want dings on.
But someone made that decision. I get it.
Right.
But yeah, if you're closing up, like, parking close, like, bro, if you can't fit it in the parking space,
what
then don't
doing?
Park there.
But also, have construction, like, the 2x4s get bigger? Like, what am I missing? I know a lot of people that had trucks when I grew up in the 80s and 90s. These trucks today, like, what the F are you doing with that thing?
Oh, you mean, what are you hauling?
Can't buy a goddamn SUV.
Right.
Like, some of those trucks, like, what do you possibly need that for? Like, well, this one's bigger. All right, cool. Are you towing a mansion?
Right. Dude, I actually did that not terribly long ago.
Seriously.
I looked at an old school Tundra. I was at the auction, and an old school Tundra rolled through. I said, thing wouldn't qualify as a Tacoma these days.
No.
Yeah.
They're a quarter of the size.
You should look at, I saw a comparison. It was the difference between your average pickup truck in the 80s, even though it has the same name,
right,
versus what they are now. It is unbelievable.
Staggering.
Yeah.
Staggering.
And the price difference is amazing.
Yeah, that as well.
People who don't use turn signals.
Okay. That drives me absolutely freaking nuts. Like, look, man, again, we don't have ESP, and everyone drives defensively. If you just let us know what you want to do, we can all make better decisions.
Being stuck on hold, Teddy just mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah.
Also, I'm going to run a business where we make a better playlist for hold music. I'm going to start that business.
It'd make the time go better.
You're damn right. Like Spotify, I think that they could get into that. Or Odyssey.
And you don't have to keep telling me I'm on hold. I know.
Your call's very important.
Yeah. All right.
No, it's
not.
Here's my issue. Stop saying how important it is. Now, if you're just going to say, hey, we're still here, you're on hold.
Cool.
I fathom it because I might question, like, are they still there?
Right.
But you're right. Like, this one phone call was driving me insane. I mean, it's very important. Like, no, it is not.
No, it's not. I've been here for an hour.
It's not important to you.
It is not
important. We know it's not important to you. I'm going to smoke in my ass, man. Just get to the freaking question.
Potholes show up on there. You guys ever have to apologize to your car after hitting a pothole?
Yeah, you feel bad.
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry.
It's real bad right now.
I'm sorry.
The roads suck.
Awful.
They really.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Running through a pothole, and I know everybody says it's like stepping on your dog's hand, but I think it's like knocking over a toddler by mistake.
Oh, you feel real bad.
You know what I mean? Like you turn around and you just bump, you know, right. Check a toddler, and it's like, oh, damn, my bad.
Neighborhood roads are the worst. I mean, our highway system is pretty good, but when you get off,
because they're constantly working on it.
But when you get off of it, man, it's an S show.
But then the number one everyday irritation. You see that person, they're walking their dog down the street. Or worse, you just see a pile on the side because they didn't clean up after the doggone dog.
Just pick up after the damn dog.
My favorite, I will take the poo on the side of the road, whatever it is, especially if it's in nature. If I'm out in like a park or something like that, I'll leave it there.
I don't complain.
You bag that thing and leave it on the side of the road? Really? You did the hard part. Take it with you.
The hard part's done.
And also, in the woods. Bag it up in the woods and put it off to the side. The one exception is the wife's uncle. Love the dude. He will bag it and leave it on the side of the trail because he doesn't want to have to cart it through the entirety of the trail. He waits until he comes back, and then he'll grab it and pick it up.
He will grab it. Okay.
He just doesn't want to carry the thing all over the doggone place because there's no garbage cans inside the trail. But other than that, I've been out on other trails. It's like, okay, this has no earthly business of being here. Just leave the poop.
I'm with you. Not picking up dog crap. It drives you up a wall.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.